Time for Grooving with Sister T with Groovy Jazz and Blues. Starting off today with jazz vocalist Barbara Morrison. Oh, she's well in her 60s now and she's still putting out quality albums. And this is a new album from her, recorded with saxophonist Houston Person.
I got bad news, baby, and you're the first. You're the first to know. I discovered this morning my top is about to blow. I've been walking in my sleep and talking all out of my head. Yes, I've been walking in my sleep and talking all out of my head. When I woke up this morning, I don't believe a damn thing I said. Sharpie all dressed in the latest style. Yes, I used to be a Sharpie dressed in the latest style. Oh, but now I'm walking down Main Street wearing nothing but a smile.
Hey!
Now, there's a guy who really can swing it, Gene Harris. I've loved that tune for years and years. And if you're into bass playing, I wonder if you pick the bass player there hard, because that was Ray Brown with his typical walking bass, and Jeff Hamilton on the drums, Harry Sweets Edison on the trumpet, Red Holloway on the sax, and of course Gene Harris on the piano. Fantastic lineup, and that's a classic track from a great Gene Harris compilation. And before that, we had a new release from Barbara Morrison, who has a long history, mainly as a jazz vocalist. That song was more of a blues song, but she certainly can belt out a good blues as well. That's a song actually written by Leonard and Jane Feather, which I found quite interesting, because Leonard Feather, I remember as a music critic back in the UK. But he's obviously a songwriter as well. Blow Top Blues was the name of that. And of course, Barbara Morrison, I've seen her here at the Gov and overseas. She's well in her 60s now, but still performing regularly. And she has performed with the best over the years, the likes of Ray Charles, Dizzy Gillespie, James Moody, Ron Carter, Etta James, Esther Phillips, Dr. John. The list goes on and on. But this is her own album, collaboration with saxophonist Houston Person, and the album is called I Love You, Yes I Do.
Thank you.
He always did have a good sense of humour. Clarence Gatemouth Brown there with Bits and Pieces from 1997, Gate Swings. And before that, a bit of a tribute to him from a new album from a band from New Orleans calling themselves For Real. And that tune is just called Gate. And definitely they've picked up on his style. And of course, he did have some associations with New Orleans, although I think more with Texas, really. But that band are all top session guys who have played with the likes of the Nevilles, Dr. John, and others. The guitarist played with Brian Lee, who some of you might have heard on this show, great blind blues guitarist himself, and a guy called Johnny Neal on the Hammond B3, who sounds pretty cool to me. So that is a band for you to check out, For Real, and the album is called Heavy Water. We're going to stay with a bit of New Orleans now and get down with Snooks Eaglin.
song's called Love Gone Crazy. Nick, come on, man.
Thank you.
Getting into some bluesy grooves there, and that was of course the inimitable Chris Finnan, recorded at the Gaslight back in 2006. Chris Finnan Electric is the name of the album, featuring Frank Lang on the bass, Trapper on the drums, and that's Chris's own composition, Hat, Coat and Shoes. And well, before Chris Finnan we heard John Nemeth. That's an album featuring guitarist Kid Anderson and produced in his Greaseland studios in 2012. But the album is called Live Blues, all recorded live, and he's another artist like Chris Finnan, I think, who has a great live show. So it's great when these people do put out a live album. And you heard an original one there called Love Gone Crazy. And before that, we were going back to 1987, an album that I really still like. Baby, You Can Get Your Guns, the name of the album, and that was Snooks Eaglin, a great New Orleans blind guitarist who passed away a few years ago, but 2009 actually, sometimes billed as the Little Ray Charles. His voice certainly does have some similarities. A very eclectic musician. He's known for blues, but he also goes into jazz and rock and roll and even country occasionally. But that album was from 1987, interestingly featuring on some tracks Ronnie Earl on rhythm guitar. I'm thinking by then surely he was quite famous, and why would he be playing rhythm guitar behind someone like Snooks Eaglin? But maybe he just dug his music and wanted to get in on the scene. But he wasn't actually on that track. Let's continue on now with guitarist Mel Brown. We'll be right back. Getting into a bit of 90s jazz there from 1996, the Exodus Quartet, who hail from Washington, D.C., and their album Way Out There, and you heard one called 18th Street. And before that, guitarist Mel Brown, who crossed over from blues and jazz. He was born October the 7th, 1939, and he was a sidesman to many of the great names in the blues, B.B. King, John Lee Hooker, T-Bone Walker, Albert Collins. They don't come any bigger than that. Moved to Canada later in life and passed away there in 2009. I think from memory it was from emphysema or something. Apparently he just wouldn't give up smoking. But you heard one from his album that's fairly rare these days, from 1967, his first album called Chicken Fat. All right, we're going to hear now from The Hands, local boys who are now based in Sydney, Lachlan and Clayton Doley.
Causing trouble all the time. You'd better check yourself. Causing trouble all the time. Cause if you don't change your ways, one of these days I believe I'm gonna blow my mind. My temperature's getting high. My blood pressure's getting high. Suicidal tendencies, and you are the reason why. You'd better check yourself, causing trouble all the time. You'd better check yourself, causing trouble all the time. Cause if you don't change your ways, one of these days I believe I'm gonna blow my.
All I can do, all I can do, all I can do. rocking my old time rocking chair.
What is this?
Rockin', 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 rockin' these blues away.
You cheated,
trying so hard.
You lied,
I cried, cried, cried.
What you gonna do, boy?
Rock these blues out of my mind.
Can't tell my mother, can't tell my father. I'm gonna rock, rock these blues away.
All my friends tell me, tell me, I didn't waste my tears on you.
My friends told me you were no good from the start.
All of my friends tell me I didn't waste my tears on you.
Whoa, whoa, yeah.
No, 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 no.
Well, well.
Keep on trying.
Well, well.
Keep on trying.
Keep on trying.
Trying to rock these blues away.
Gonna rock.
Heard there the voice of Zakiya Hooker, the daughter of John Lee Hooker, one of his eight children. That was from, I think, about her third album recorded in 2009, mainly recorded in Argentina. And, of course, you heard the posthumous voice there of her dad, Rock These Blues Away. The album is called Keeping It Real. And before Zakiya Hooker, you heard the Hands, Clayton and Lockie Doley, two local boys who are definitely very successful in their music at the moment, but that's from an album from a few years ago, Everything Is Wonderful. Fusion guitarist Hiram Bullock, who passed away at a pretty young age back in, I think it was 2009. Anyway, he put out a few cool albums in the 80s and 90s, and this one is actually called Way Cool with a K, came out in 1992. So we're going to go out with one called Shut Up, and that's just what I'm going to do.